Well, on this Friday, let's take a break now for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt of KCRW in Santa Monica is back with us once again. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is from the Haitian-Canadian electronic musician Catronata. This is called Bullets. An interesting sound there. Tell us about this one.
Well, KCRW listeners will certainly recognize Little Dragon on this track from Catronata. The album is called 99.9%, and I think what's exciting to me about hearing this, I've been hearing remixes and edits and things that Catronata's been doing for years. He's been touring a lot. He's a really accomplished DJ and producer. Now he's really a full-fledged artist, and I think that is what is so exciting to hear, you know, an entire volume of his work together.
And born in Port-au-Prince, raised in Montreal, and unusual background.
Very unusual. In fact, I was reading a little bit about him earlier. Great piece in Fader, if you want to check it out. He still lives with his parents at home and shares a room with his brother, it sounds like. And he's been very close to them. And I think touring was really a way for him to help out with the family. That's what I was reading. And he's a guy who, at 23, has always known what he wants to do. And I think he's struggled a lot to get where he is. And I think he's, you know, suffered depression and things like that. But I think what's kind of notable here is the joy that I hear in this record. It's as if he has stepped out of himself and he is now truly doing the art he wants to do. And, you know, he's working with people like Anderson .Paak on this album, Vic Mensa, Craig David, Aluna George, Bad Bad Not Good, just a whole host of other incredible artists. He must feel great.
Well, let's get to the next one that you brought us. This is L.A. native Gavin Turek. This is called On the Line. I really like that.
Oh, you cannot feel bad when you listen to Gavin Turek.
True.
She's just the feel-good, retro, disco, R&B soul. I think single-handedly she's going to revive disco.
Wow. And tell us about her.
Well, as you mentioned, she's from Los Angeles. She has a gorgeous voice, and she has worked with a lot of notables. Toki Monsta is an artist we've loved at KCRW, and Gavin and Toki Monsta put out an album together last year. She even performed with Toki Monsta at Coachella. She's also performed with Mayor Hawthorne as part of his side project called Tuxedo. So she's really been little by little getting out there. I can't wait to hear a whole album of her music. It just makes you feel great.
Well, and she says on Facebook that she has a 70s fringe dress in every color, and she compares herself to Tina Turner, which I can hear there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things I love in this song in particular, On the Line, check out the lyrics. Seems like everybody's changing all, see the writing on the wall, but the truth is, I don't want to change at all. I think I'd rather get lost doing just what I do.
All right, well, let's get to the next one you brought us. This is Ethan Burns. The song is Homeward.
Thank you. try. I can't keep you satisfied. No.
A very different sound, but very soulful there.
Well, this guy has sort of Otis Redding, Sam Cooke. He's got all of that in him as well, in addition to troubadours like Van Morrison. And troubadour is actually the right word to describe Ethan Burns. I'll say this. He's a bit mysterious. I don't know much about him. I couldn't find out much about him. I heard the song. I flipped out. And I do know he's from the Central Coast of California. And he's the son of a couple of postal workers. He sort of has a gritty working class background. And he brings that grit straight into this song. It's the only thing I've heard, and I cannot wait to hear more from Ethan Burns.
Well, why do you think so many artists are doing music that really sounds like it comes out of a previous era?
Well, interestingly enough, the other artists we've listened to so far, Kate Renata, Gavin Turek, and now Ethan Burns, they're all doing something that I love, which is blending genres. And I feel like artists more and more today, you know, you take an artist like Kate Renata and producer who, sure, he's making hip-hop beats. He's also exploring soul and R&B. You know, Gavin Turek is exploring disco and soul and funk. And here we've got Ethan Burns from the Central Coast of California, and he's exploring a gritty singer-songwriter, soul, you know, right. Tom Waitsy almost sometimes. Right. I read a comparison of him to Tom Waits, and I can see where that's coming from. So all of these artists, to my ear, are really blending and bending genres, and that's what I'm excited about in music right now.
Well, let's see if the last one you brought us does that as well. This is the Brooklyn artist Phosphorescent with Jenny Lewis. It's a cover of the Grateful Dead song Sugary. Tell us about this one.
Well, this is part of a new Red Hot organization compilation. It's this international charity which has been raising funds and awareness for HIV and AIDS, and they have done a number of Red Hot albums over the year. This one is put together by Aaron and Bryce Dessner from The National, and it's called Day of the Dead. Check this out, Jeremy. 59 tracks, over 60 artists interpreting the work of the Grateful Dead.
Wow. And explain this to me, and because I am not a deadhead, why do people love the Grateful Dead so much that they would go to these lengths to make a tribute album to them?
Well, a few reasons. I am a devoted fan of the Grateful Dead and have seen them many times over the years. And I think what gets people excited, and musicians in particular excited about the Grateful Dead, because that's really who I find loves them so much, is the improvisational quality, the experimentalism of the music and the songwriting. The songs are just incredibly written. And if you listen to the lyrics and then you hear them perform, you know, I saw a jazz performance last night and there was a lot of improvising going on. But when you saw the Grateful Dead in concert, the same thing was happening there as well. And I don't know if anybody's ever compared the Grateful Dead to jazz, but I certainly felt that connection. And I think what's happened here, and check out these artists, Jeremy. It's Charles Bradley doing Cumberland Blues, The War on Drugs, Mumford & Sons, Orchestra Baobab. Hmm. Will Oldham is on three different songs, Courtney Barnett, Lucinda Williams. The list goes on and on. I just had no idea how many musicians so respect and love of the Dead, and I think it's the musicianship and the songwriting.
That's KCRW's Ann Litt joining us from Los Angeles. Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can catch all our DJ session picks on Apple Music at hereandnow.org or on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now.